You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And Roger Bat, oh, he tagged me in a photo. So this is the one that you're...
Yeah, there's a video with all of our faces. Oh, and I know Roger does this every once in a while, the jib-jab videos.
I think you look so cute as a bunny rabbit.
And the mouths move, too.
I know.
So that one just came up. They change which videos they allow you to use.
Oh, this is great. Oh, look at this, Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot's in it too. So is Rob.
This is great.
Well,
and I don't
jump for Easter. We all look like bunnies and we're jumping.
This is fantastic.
I should have played our normal theme song, but I had to play
good
this.
And green in this one. I don't usually look very good.
Do you like your bunny ears?
I do like my bunny ears. Okay. That's perfect. I have to share this on my Facebook page. We have two listeners on the line. We've got Rob Martier coming down in just a few moments to play What's in the Box. Roger Badish, you had a lot from last week, so I'm assuming that you're able to use some of those.
Hold on, I'm putting my bunny
Put
ears,
your ears
on.
On.
Hold on a
yeah.
second.
Ooh.
Oh, there I am.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, bunny ears.
Hello.
We're going to call you bunny ears tonight.
I have now? I have What's in the Box, right?
Yes, you have, but you have a lot from last week because I'm guessing. I mean, like, you don't have to be. I feel bad that you do this every week. Yes. I feel bad that you do it every week. I do it every other week or so that I have new reviews that I pull. Mm-hmm. But because Elliot was mentioning that some of these kind of rotate through. But I did have a lot of new ones last week. It is fun. It's fun to find just the right phrasing.
Yeah, I actually got some of the original ones that I did.
I still have to buy that. I still have to buy that one that says "Do not operate a vehicle for 24 hours."
Oh, you like that?
Should I like
go
that
back
one?
To that
I hope I like it. I don't know if you want me to let you know or not because then it seems like it's a little too much.
Did you try to operate heavy equipment or?
Look, I am very the one that, the review for the one.
Can we just play the game? Can we play the game, you guys? Let's just play the game.
The review for one of the items that I have, there was one woman who wrote, "Next time I have to lay out a tarp for myself." Hey, Jim, how are you doing tonight?
Very good. How you doing?
Very good. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you're familiar with the game. Let me put you, make sure I lock you in there. And Ed, have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Who is, now which one of you has played before? You're past the limits, so it's fine. You're beyond the constraints of when you can win a gift from us. It's 90 days. So we're just glad you're playing again. We love sharing this game with you. We like having return players.
Love listening.
Do we call, if they play more than once, do we call them a playa at that point? Is that Jim? Jimmy the playa?
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you so much. So for our listeners who've never, ever heard us play What's in the Box, because maybe you're just driving through Illinois, but actually people can hear us in 38 states. So maybe you got in the car and just wanted to see where you heard a voice in the middle of the night. That's us. It's pretty late. I'm Patty Vasquez. I'm joined by... You can turn my gun.
Yep, Elliot Serrano.
And in the producer's booth, we have...
Craig Collins.
Up in news, traffic, weather, everything you need to know.
Roger Badish.
And in a few moments, we'll have Rob Martier. And every Friday night, we get together and we play What's in the Box. Because I do a lot of online shopping, and I was struck by the fact that people will write reviews for anything and everything. Those are mine. Let me see. Where did I put his stack? Just grab a bunch. Here. These are yours. I'm sorry. Somebody else talk for a minute. So I was fascinated by how many reviews people will write for just about everything, including appliances and adult toys. There. I shortened the explanation. There. Boom. But because once in a while, those reviews seem to overlap. They apparently have a lot in common. For some reason, a woman's or man's pleasure toy has a lot in common with a hand mixer. I don't know why. I would not recommend interchanging those. So, you know, stay in your lane is all I'm saying. So our contestants are going to listen to a review read by Roger, Rob, Elliot, possibly myself, depending on how the game goes. And you have to tell us if it's an appliance or a toy. That's the only thing you have to answer. So we have on the line, we have Jim and Ed. They are competing for an Apt Electronics gift card. Go to aptabt.com. Their store is in Glenview. And we thank Steve Shapiro for all of his generous and kindness during this, for our game. And also Lou Malnati's for having the best pizza on the planet. And it is pie cut, whatever. Jim, you are up first. Roger Badish is going to read for you.
All righty.
Okay, here we go. Right out of the box, as they say. Plenty of power keeps this competitive, versatile, and numerous settings much lighter and quieter.
That's going to be a toy.
And you would be correct.
Yeah, volume seems to be an issue with a lot of toys. Thank you, Jim. So Jim is on the board. He's got the first one up. Rob Martier has his stack of reviews going. We'll get a little bit of little Jameson's in your hand.
That's all right.
You're reading for Ed.
All right, Ed, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This one's quick.
Okay.
Cheap
she said.
Motor.
Oh.
Cheap
appliance.
Motor. Look at you. Good job. Ding, ding, ding. It is an appliance. Well done.
Thank you.
He's had that one before. Okay, Ed and Jim are tied, one each. Elliot, will you please read for Jim?
All right, Jim, this one is a bit longer. That's what she said. I was waiting. Come on, people. Works excellent. We damaged the paddle by accident, our fault, and they sent us a replacement, which was greatly appreciated.
Mm, wow.
That's to be an appliance.
That is correct. It's an appliance.
Wow, you guys are not messing around. See, we could have totally done a three-way, Craig. All right, Roger.
What? Wait a minute. What?
No, I was offering to let three contestants.
Sit down, Roger. You sit down.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay.
A menage, what's in the box?
Something's in the box. Roger, will you please read for Ed?
Why, sweetly.
All right, then.
All right. Like many models currently available, the controls are concealed on the top. On the control panel, you'll find buttons for power.
Hmm.
I'm going to say a toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh. Look at this. It gets more complicated as we get deeper
and
into the round.
The wheels fall off.
There we go. We know buzzers. It just seems, don't buzzers always seem kind of mean?
No, but got to have some sound effects.
No, it's not good. Sorry. Was that a duck? What was that?
that was
a goose.
Well, we also don't want to rip off the overnight arcade, so we don't want to play too many sound effects.
But it would be the buzzer sound of, say, a vibrator.
Yeah.
Or the buzzing sound of a mixer.
Googling with Craig Collins.
I really have to Google vibrator sound. Really? That's what this job has come to? No! You're not supposed to do them.
Mine has a pull cord. All right, Ed, you are up. Rob Martier is reading
for
you.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I honestly was not a huge fan of the turn the wheel type activation. I found it very easy to turn this product off by accident.
I'm going to guess a toy.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done. It is a toy.
Are we? Jim has. Wait, where are we at? How have I already lost score?
Jim didn't get the last one. Ed just got this one.
Right. So it's only been two rounds. I gave.
I think it was the third round. In a row.
Did I do that?
Was it second or third?
Jim got two questions in a row. Is that, or Ed did? Who got two questions in a row? You guys are admitting it. Let's be honest.
I had two questions in a row, and he had one and missed one.
Got it. Okay. We've messed up the game a little bit,
gentlemen.
I've
already messed up the game. Fine. I know that Ed is ahead by one, is all I know. What? Ed has three?
Yes.
All right, and Jim has two. Yes.
Questions.
I'm going to go 3-2, Ed's ahead. Jim gets two questions in a row. Elliot, you go. You're both going to win cards.
All right. I can't express enough how much I like the quality of this product. I expect to be getting a lot of use and to be around for quite a long time.
Wow. God willing. What do you think, Jim?
That's going to be a toy.
That is correct. Yes.
Yes. Well done. Now the game is tied up again. So here we go. We're starting from scratch because I'm not really sure what I did.
No, it's fine. It's
all good. All right, Ed. Roger Badish is reading for you.
All right.
Oh, was it supposed to be Jim's two in a row?
No, let's just go with Ed.
Go ahead.
I got three in a row.
Okay.
Are you just yelling answers then, even when we're not talking to you?
I think Jim should have got two in a row.
All right, Roger, read for Jim.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay,
yes. Good.
This is Jim's question.
Yes.
All right, okay. It's far from what we'd call sexy. We did appreciate its straightforward design, bathed in shades of silver and black, has an upscale feel.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be a toy.
You would think it would be, and then again, it would be an appliance.
Ooh,
there's that.
He found it. He found it.
I love my show. It's like, you know what? Not unlike deep throat chanting. Could I also...
I don't even know what's happening now. Are we still playing the game? Is Jim even on the phone? Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, and Ed is there.
Ed is there. They're still tied 3-3. Okay. Rob Martier will read for Ed.
All right. Low speed, a little fast. In general, it serves its purpose. Would recommend.
Hmm. Would recommend. What do you think, Ed?
I would say, let me guess, a toy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an appliance. It's an appliance.
Would recommend. Right. I don't know. Maybe if they had said strongly, that would go the other way. Let me take a break here. Ed, Jim, do you mind? You're tied 3-3. We're going to take a quick break. All right. We're going to go back. It's going to be Jim. Elliot will read for Jim. I know I'm putting a bookmark right here. Thank you, guys. More after this on Pretty Little Patty Vasquez. We're playing What's in the Box? Not my box. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and we are playing What's in the Box with Jim and Ed. Oh, you know what? Did everyone pay attention to who I said was up next? Did everyone?
Jim, I believe it's
Jim.
Jim,
I agree
next.
With you. Jim was up next.
Right, Jim?
I'm having that
Jim,
kind
be
of
honest
night.
With us.
Here's the thing, Jim. I watched The Matrix today. Nothing feels real anymore. I'm pretty sure I can jump off of buildings, but I can't remember.
Should
who
we
was
double
up.
Check with Ed and make sure he doesn't claim to have gone?
Ed, was it Jim or you next?
Ed, be a sportsman.
Jim is next.
I'm here.
Thank you, Ed.
Jim is next. And Elliot was, that I remember. It was Elliot's turn, and he's going to read for Jim.
Ready, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just to make this interesting, I'm going to read this review.
Are you saying my game wasn't interesting before?
Well, no, I'm just saying to make the scoring interesting.
Elliot, get out!
I'm going to read this one as Yoda.
Oh.
Yoda.
All
right. Okay. You ready?
I like it.
Okay.
So much heat while it is turning, the unit generates.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Unfortunately.
That's going to be a toy.
It's an appliance.
Ooh.
Now, I know that sound. That is a Norelco shaver.
That is an electric toothbrush.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
Wow, this is kind of...
You'll have to get like a coffee grinder or something like that.
Also sounds like other things.
Yep.
You know, because if you're grinding... Here you go. Roger, will you please read for Ed? We are tied 3-3.
All righty, then.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
All right.
I had an unusual situation to overcome. My wife and I were getting extremely tired every night, so the search began.
Oh.
That's got to be a toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh.
And that thing needs batteries.
What is that?
That is a text vibration. Which is a real quick text vibration.
Okay.
A multi-use item.
Uh-huh.
So we are still tied at 3-3. Okay.
All right.
Rob,
who am I reading for?
You're reading for...
Jim.
All right, here we go, bud.
I love our contestants are helping me out. Thank you. Go ahead, Jim.
Rob. I gave this to my daughter and family as a Christmas gift. I already had one. I liked it so much, I thought she needed one, too.
Mm-hmm. That is a good mama.
Got to be an appliance.
Attaboy.
There we go. It's 4-3. All right. Elliot, please read for Ed.
All right, Ed. It has a twist thing to control the speed, no different modes or anything. The worst thing about it is that it's very loud.
Hmm. What do you think, Ed?
I've been saying toy all the time. I'm going to stick with toy.
That is correct.
Hey!
Yes.
Hey.
Stuck with toy.
I say toy all the time, too. My husband says, stop it.
How many points do they have?
4-4. They're tied 4-4.
Okay. All right.
Roger, please read for Jim. This could be the game winner.
Okay, Jim.
All right.
Works like it should. Again and again and again.
Roger, you're making me very uncomfortable when you're reading that.
That's an appliance.
It's a toy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
That sounds like a blender. Or
a food
blender.
Processor. Exactly that. It's a blender. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, go ahead. Rob, please read for Ed. Yes.
Ed, use it once a week. Works wonderfully.
Oh.
Use it once a week. Works wonderfully.
That's charming.
Oh, that sounds like an appliance I have.
That a boy.
That's Ed.
Well done.
Ed wins.
Hey! Bravo.
Both of our contestants win. Jim, Ed. Ed, hang on. What was that?
Congratulations.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Congratulations to both of you. There is a gift card from Lou Malnati's and Apt Electronics. Ed will have his choice, and Jim will have the other prize. Go to Lou. Of course. Go to LouMalnati's.com, everyone, for the best pizza there is anywhere for miles and miles, probably the whole country. I'm going to go with that. Saw a list today. It was rated number 2 in the country by a certain list maker. 312-981-7200 for the rest of the show if you want to join our conversation. We'll be talking after the news about the top news stories. Also, the other gift card was from Apt Electronics. Go to apt.com, A-B-T.com. And we have a question for everybody for the next half hour. We'll talk about this with Rob, too. We're going to talk about topics in the news. But we also want to know what movie you think our Marines should watch next week. They are coming in on Tuesday night. One of our favorite Marines, Sergeant Paraka, has never seen A Few Good Men or Stripes or Private Benjamin or Sands of Iwo Jima. He's only seen Full Metal Jacket. He's only seen parts of that one. So we're going to pick a movie for him next week. Do we have a break before the news, or we do? Go ahead and do this, and more after this, 720 WGN.